Anything that you've heard, you know, any different names for things that you're familiar with, you know, if you'd like to mention, go ahead. If you've heard older folks call Anodyne's fire dogs or dogs.
I have. I've heard that.
Which one?
Both.
You might have heard them called.
But I just have always said Anodyne's.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you have a name for the place right over the fireplace where you might be?
The mound?
What about an open area right in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Okay. You mentioned kindling, I believe, wood that you'd start the fire with. Any other names for that?
Sometimes the Betty and the children pick up pine knots and bring them to the house and split them to have little splinters to start the fire.
Okay. You ever heard of lighter?
No.
Lighter?
No. Somebody from Baldwin County, Alabama, moved here, and I believe that's what they used, some word that I was very unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about that black stuff that sticks inside?
Soot.
Right. And when the wood burns down, it leaves?
Ashes, coals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to get you to say a phrase here. If ashes are colored white, you would call them what?
See, I don't know. I didn't grow up with a fireplace.
Okay, this is.
Really, I'm used to gas space heaters.
Okay. This is very simple. Just for pronunciation. If they were gray, you would say they were gray ashes. If they're white, you'd say they're
white.
The whole thing, both words.
White ashes.
Sure. Yeah, that's just a pronunciation thing. What about some of the things that you'd have in your living room, in a typical living room? When you think of a living room, what kinds of things?
Like a sofa and a coffee table?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of thing. What else?
A chair or two, a table, and a lamp.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a particular name for that kind of chair?
Is it a wing chair?
I don't know. But I was really interested in if it had a name.
A wing back.
Mm-hmm. What about that one?
That's just a chair.
Just a chair. And you're in a?
A rocker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other name for sofa?
Couch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever hear Davenport or
Stephanie? Yes.
Which one of those?
Both.
Okay. Could you say those for me since you've heard of them?
Davenport, Settee.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference among them?
Yes. I'm sure that there is, but I really can't tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. What about some typical things that you find in a bedroom?
A bed, a dresser, a chest.
Now, a dresser, is that all drawers, or?
With a mirror on top.
It has a mirror.
To me, a dresser does.
Okay. Do you have anything that's only drawers, no mirror?
That's your chest.
That's the chest.
Uh-huh.
Is that
the chest of drawers. That's what we said, really, was the chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers.
Uh-huh.
But you occasionally call it a chest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. All right, what about all this stuff that we've been talking about? What's one word for it all together?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And it drives me up the wall to hear people say furniture.
Yeah. Okay. You ever heard furniture called plunder?
No, I don't use plunder exactly for furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I use it more for junk.
Okay. Speaking of junk, have you ever heard people setting aside a room in the house where they kept all their junk?
Uh-huh. I wish I had one or two.
Does it have a name, a room like that?
Well, you see, I have heard plunder room, but I would say, I guess I would come near saying junk room.
Mm-hmm.
Like what does my aunt call her upstairs room? I guess she calls it the junk room.
Mm-hmm. The things that you have on your windows there.
Curtains.
Yeah. Now, what if there were something